The heat is on in South Philadelphia, and the Eagles back on the practice field here at the NovaCare Complex. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Chris McPherson. We're going to talk a little bit about this football team, one preseason game into the summer, and we've got a lot to talk about. Now, on Saturday, Chris, let's start with the weather. Temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. The Eagles actually having a mist fan on the practice field. It was hot, hot, hot. Doug Peterson keeping the team out there until quarter of 10. That's a 2.5 hour practice and then some.
Quarter time. It's 11, in fact. Yeah. So
quarter of 11. Right.
So long practice. They were in pads. It wasn't a live hitting practice, but still, you saw a lot of team drills. So certainly, even though they just came off the game Thursday night, Peterson making them work out there. It was hot. It was humid. This is the type of practice that's really going to test the players, and they need to push through this because Doug Peterson wants a tough-minded football team to get into those late months of the season. And you can kind of go back to these times and say, if we could fight through this, we can fight through anything. And I thought overall the team did a good job. It was a very competitive practice. Everyone kept their focus. But certainly by the end of it, everyone was rushing to get into the shower.
Everybody was glad to get off the field, including our guest in the second segment, defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. Let's get you caught up on some of the injuries. The Eagles welcoming back some players to the practice field on Saturday, including left tackle Jason Peters, safety Malcolm Jenkins, running back Wendell Smallwood, defensive end Marcus Smith, wide receiver Marcus Johnson as well. So that's good news. The Eagles getting healthier here. Also making a change on the offensive line. Not necessarily a full-time change, but Doug Peterson, and we'll hear from him in just a moment, wants to take a look at some different combinations, perhaps anticipating the suspension of right tackle Lane Johnson. On Saturday, the Eagles moving Alan Barber from left guard to right tackle and inserting at left guard third-round draft pick Isaac Seumalo. Here's Doug Peterson post-practice.
I wanted to see Isaac at left guard with the ones. I wanted to see Alan at right tackle. Wanted to see Barrett Jones at center. It's that time of camp now where we start shuffling some guys around up front to just see where we're at and see guys play in multiple spots. Well, obviously, you got Big V sitting right there. Of course, Jason Peters on the left side. Matt, Tobin can play both sides, and he played well the other night. Limited reps, but again, it's a situation where this is the time, once you get kind of through that first game, you start shuffling your roster a little bit. I want to see different receivers in different spots. And then up front, I want to see the combination of guys, particularly Isaac, too, getting a chance to work with that first unit and go against our first D-line, I think, is valuable experience for all those guys. The guy that knows his assignments, he had a couple penalties in there, some false starts and things. He's just got to listen to the count. The quarterback cadence was a little different, but, he's a guy that's really challenging to play. He's a young guy that, again, knows his assignments, good fundamentally, technician. Want to put him in positions to where he can be successful and help us down the road.
Following practice, the Eagles released a statement saying that quarterback Carson Wentz suffered a hairline fracture in his ribs in Thursday night's game against the Buccaneers. There is no set timetable for his return, but the team is hopeful that he will be back before the end of the preseason. Now, after this quick break here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, my man Dave Spadaro goes one-on-one with all-pro defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
Love me tender.
No one's ever fallen 50% in love.
Never
or cared for somebody with only part of their heart. Love means you're all in, but not all alone. Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future, because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
One discovery sparks another, lighting the way for amazing achievements at Jefferson's Vicki and Jack Farber Institute for Neuroscience. With our brightest minds focused on yours, we are pioneering new hope to prevent, treat, and cure brain and spine disorders. From the nation's first brain tumor removal to the region's first neuroscience hospital, look to us for breakthroughs that are light years ahead.
Pleased to be joined now by Eagles defensive tackle, Pro Bowl and All-Pro defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, who joins me in studio here. And let's begin with the day of heat. How do you beat the heat out there? It had to be over 100 degrees, right?
Yeah, today was really one of the hottest days, basically, the training camp. And you just had to prepare yourself mentally and just grind through it. And I know that, you know, we only out there for so long, so we all had to get better.
Does it pay off down the line, Fletch, to have a hard training camp and to be kind of subjected to this kind of, you know, both physical and long practices and this kind of heat? Down the line, do you feel it?
Well, I think today kind of prepared us for the first game, you know, of the season, because that game is played at 1 o'clock. So it kind of gave us a taste of, you know, what we'd be going through, how to prepare for the heat. It was really unexpectedly today, because all the other days of training camp, it's been a real breeze, you know, a little, you know, cloud cover, and the day was like boom. So, you know, everybody go out, they went out, and, you know, we was mentally ready for it, and we got through it.
It's nothing for you. Mississippi State, Yazoo City. Come on, man. This is like a cool day for you.
It was, though. I mean, compared to the other days, like I said, it was a surprise. But compared to Mississippi Heat, it's got no chance.
Hey, let's talk about football, because things are off to such a great start for you and the Eagles defense. On Thursday night, you have the big sack. Now, you had a chance to work against somebody one-on-one. This does not happen very often, and you made the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pay for it. Can you take me through the play?
I mean, Coach always expressed, you know, winning the one-on-ones, and if anybody got a one-on-one, you know, that's the guy that got to win. So, I mean, apparently that player had the one-on-one, and, you know, I got off the ball. The guy kind of, you know, beat me to the spot, so I stayed on the spot. And I always, you know, look at the football. Instead of really trying to get the hit on the quarterback, I saw him kind of drawing back, and I just went after the ball and swatted the ball out of his hand.
Did you make a move? Was it just a power move?
It was just outside pass rush.
Yeah.
And I seen the quarterback stepping up, so I just kind of reached around, turned my hips and reached around and swatted the ball out.
Then the feeling you have when you feel the football in your hands, and then you see it loose and you pick it up.
Yeah, I thought I had actually, like, hit the ball somewhere else.
Okay.
That's why I went to looking around, and I looked down, and it was right there by my feet.
I thought you were going to score.
So, I should have scored on that. Everybody gave me a hard time for not scoring on that, but I mean, I got the ball and gave the offense and put them in real good position to score.
What's it like for you, Fletch, working again with Chris Wilson? You worked with him in college. Is it just like what you kind of learned at Mississippi State in terms of hand usage and technique?
Well, a few things changed the way that he, you know, he wanted us to get off the ball. I say that's changed since college. But everything else, you know, being physical, being disruptive, all that stuff right there haven't changed.
How is this defense coming along?
I think we're coming along good. I think we still have a lot of room to grow. And it's going to start with us up front. If we want to be a great defense, then it's going to start with the four guys up front, you know, being disruptive, getting after the quarterbacks, tackles for loss, and let the guys in the back end cover.
Is that mentality a lot different than what it was last year? Being disruptive, being chaotic, causing a lot of problems behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, because it's a whole different scheme now. You know, we're not two-gapping anymore. We're just getting off the football, creating, you know, just a lot of havoc in the backfield, making backs run, you know, sideline to sideline and not north to south on us. So I think that's going to help us a lot. And we got a lot of great guys in that room to get it done.
Fletch, you ever think about where you've come from the start? You know, your career, your first-round draft pick. You know, you've gone through three coaches here. You know, you've gone through different systems, and here you are, no matter what the circumstance, you are playing great football. I mean, do you ever think about, boy, how this is going, even with all this other stuff going around me, I'm feeling really good about myself.
Well, I think at each moment, at every time that, you know, that the coaching changes, the different defenses, I think every time that happened to me, I just had to embrace every moment and take it in and, you know, and get used to being uncomfortable. Because, you know, I had to get uncomfortable to be in a 3-4 defense. So, you know, doing things that you've never done, you just got to embrace it, you know, get used to being uncomfortable and just attack everything.
Are you ready for the regular season now, if it started tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely ready for the regular season. Who wouldn't be?
I know, I agree. What best part of training camp? What is it?
The best, the hidden.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like being in a physical camp?
Yes, I do. I love it.
The worst part of training camp?
The long 3-hour practices, I would think. it's all fun though, man. You know, it just get us a chance to get real good condition for the regular season.
How would you describe the camaraderie that this defense is building? I mean, there seems to be so much enthusiasm, and the start on Thursday night was a great one.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a lot of new faces on the defense, and I think communication is really the key with everybody getting on the same page.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, man. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Dave.
Fletch. Fletcher Cox, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer. Scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
The stronger the love, the greater the responsibility. But you don't have to do it alone.
My life complete.
Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
Mix and match any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. One final look at Thursday's preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 17-9 win for the Eagles. And we'd like to introduce to you just two players that we kind of really caught our attention. Chris, you go first.
It was
a sloppy game, we admit that, but there were some good moments in it and some individual performances that really may help the Eagles down the line.
The defense only gave up 9 points. Yep. All right, you have to like that aspect of it. And from the defensive line, I'm going to point out a player. Now, we've talked a lot about the great players on the defensive line. We just had Fletcher Cox in studio. Here's a name to keep an eye on throughout the rest of the preseason, Steven Means. He forced a fumble, got after the quarterback on a number of occasions, was in the backfield, relentless, not just in the pass game, but also in terms of protecting against the run. He's a player who's battling for that number 4 defensive end spot. Jim Schwartz wants some quality depth there. And again, you already have Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham and Connor Barwin. We know what those guys can do, but who can emerge as that 4th defensive end? Marcus Smith, he was sidelined from the game due to a concussion. Steven Means got extra playing time as a result and took advantage of it. So Steven Means is my guy for the player of the game, under the radar player of the game from Thursday night.
All right, that sounds like a good choice. I could say Chris Maragos, who had a fumble recovery and an interception.
Very
I could
choice.
Say Jalen Watkins, who had 4 passes defensed and a near interception and made some tackles.
Pick
but
a guy.
I'm
going to
go with Joe Walker, the 7th round draft pick from Oregon. Very active at the line of scrimmage. Understood the fronts. Had great penetration, timing, short tackling. Big stop on a 4th down run from Tampa Bay. And at a time when all of the reports out there suggesting that the Eagles might sign Steven Tulloch, a veteran who's familiar with this Jim Schwartz defense, Joe Walker steps up, building on a really strong training camp in his preseason debut, show that, hey, he may belong and may be a factor here in the Eagles as they look for more linebacker depth across the board.
Good choice there, Dave. And the depth at linebacker is going to be something to watch in these couple of preseason games. So it's good to see Joe Walker, 7th round pick, take advantage of the opportunity. Now, speaking of opportunity, again, Sunday is your last chance to see an open practice at Lincoln Financial Field for Military Appreciation Day. Here's a rundown of what else is coming for you on Sunday. So since the practice is not until 7 in the evening, we want to give you something to whet your appetite throughout the course of the day. The one-on-one interview with Dave Spadaro and Fletcher Cox, that will be available on demand. Prior to practice, we will hear from head coach Doug Peterson at around 6:45 p.m. So make sure if you're not going to be at the stadium, and it's such a great time with the pageantry of the military on the field, the way that they're respected and honored, and what the team does for them, to honor and cherish that, certainly is something that you should be a part of. But nonetheless, we will have Doug Peterson's press conference for you live. So Military Appreciation Day, look, parking's free, admission's free, the gates open at 5 p.m. It's a great event for the entire family. And again, the Eagles had a nice performance Thursday night.
Yeah.
Come out and support the team.
Yeah.
Come out and check them out.
Yeah, and come to the stadium, great way to end the weekend. 7 o'clock is when practice begins. I'm hosting an event at 5:30, our spotlight forum with some alumni. There's plenty of alumni throughout the stadium getting a chance to meet you, saying hello to you and giving you autographs. So come on down to Lincoln Financial Field free of charge on Sunday. And we thank you, in the meantime, for joining us here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Chris, I'm Dave. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.